For more than 30 years, John Nakashima has made documentaries at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. But he's also done more. He co-edited the cult classic film Chillers and worked on animated films like The Griffin and the Minor Canon, which is based on a book of short stories penned by Frank Stockton. Nakashima is now being honored by his filmmaking colleagues with the state's award for Filmmaker of the Year.
The best reward is to know that people are watching your better work. That's really the best award. It's really great to be recognized. I'm in a line of people who've been recognized by that award. It's just nice. You know, it's just a nice thing. Because, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's like publish or perish. It's that kind of thing. So, you know, what I did last year was great, and that's my past. But now I have to do something else.
Nakashima is not a native West Virginian. He grew up in Iowa, one of five children, the son of a doctor and a nurse. He moved to West Virginia in 1975 because he wanted to work at a small PBS station. His brother was a professor at WVU and told John about the job. When looking at his entire body of work, Nakashima says his favorite project was the 1995 documentary Mountaineer. This film examined what it meant to be a West Virginian and looked at the stereotypes of people here.
My father and mother was mountaineers, and they was raised, you know, just like I was. They was raised to do for themselves. Mountaineers are always free. It means not only a freedom of expression, but even a physical freedom, a sense of freedom. I love the mountains. I wouldn't be satisfied anywhere else. And I love the earth. I love the ground. Now, a lot of people love it because it's worth money, but I never consider the money or what it'll grow or nothing like that. I just love it. I love the contours of it and love to walk over it.
I didn't see anything else like it. You know, I didn't see kind of an encyclopedic look at mountain culture. And I also saw the opportunity to, you know, there's all these hillbilly stereotypes in Hollywood. I was asking everybody I knew, what's the most appalling hillbilly stereotype thing you've seen on TV or in a movie? Trying to find that, and we collected hundreds. We even got the little Bugs Bunny characters doing a scene from Deliverance, which was pretty amazing. You know, I always call Mountaineer my opus to West Virginia. It was kind of a gift. It was a gift to me to be able to do it, and it was a gift to the people of West Virginia. It was kind of a love letter to West Virginia.
In recent years, Nakashima's worked on documentaries about Appalachian music like Blind Alfred Reed and Clifftop.
You know, you look, listening for the chord changes, listening for the rhythm, and then once you kind of get into the groove, then you stop thinking. Then you stop thinking. When you close your eyes and you just kind of, some people at these late night jams at Clifftop and elsewhere, you know, they consider it to be kind of like a mantra. You know, you just kind of get this large group of people getting this rolling, repetitive tune and rhythm. You know, you want to get to where you're not thinking about it.
One of the things I like about documentaries is you get to find the best people that exist, if they're within driving distance, in the topic. And you get to have this privileged conversation with these people, and you get to share that with people who, you know, you ordinarily wouldn't be able to sit at the kitchen table with Irene McKinney or Denise Giardina or John Williams, you know, all the great people I interviewed, Kate Long, and have them give their best arguments about why West Virginia is so fantastic. And give like really in-depth analysis that, you know, you could only present in a documentary.
The mountains themselves are extremely powerful presences here. Just the physical mountains are extremely powerful presence. And so in the term mountaineer, you're aligning yourself with that ancient power in the land itself, which is neither good nor bad, it's just a power. These are mature, evolved mountains, whereas the Rocky Mountains are, I suppose, adolescents or early adolescents. And these are rounded. These have evolved into the shape that they have now for 70 million years. And I don't think you can live on this land without feeling that presence.
Nakashima also played an integral role in producing a series of different drummer documentaries, which were distributed in Europe. One of his more noted ones was Your Public Servant, about the late A. James Mansion.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing just a little older. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes, her love light shining. And what eyes shine more than an Italian mother unless it's an Italian grandmother? And who is more devoted than an Italian grandfather? And R means right, right, should all be. Put them all together, they spell Mamma, Mamma Mia, the word that is so dear to me.
What a speaker you are.
I know, but you are a beautiful singer.
But you made me cry.
Oh, no.
You say what you want to about him, but when he speaks and when he acts, you have to watch it.
How sadly shameful it is that our state for too long has been stifled and stymied with this staggering, suffocating, and stagnated century.
It bothers me when you have showbiz government, not any real serious coping with problems, but just largely theatrics.
A lot of people think of A. James as a clown and a buffoon, and he certainly is neither of those. A. James knows about politics and knows that you have to keep your name in front of people.
Sure, I'm a showboat, a ham. Well, I'm in government. I mean, what do you expect? Sure.
I'm really interested in the concepts and, like, having people explain the world to us and having the best people around explain the world to us, because you don't often get that. And then just to beautifully present it somehow, or to present the complexity of it. You know, I always try to make things entertaining too. There's always like little tongue-in-cheek things in my things.
He also produced episodes of Mountain Stage for television and West Virginia Music Hall of Fame programs. Nakashima says he would love to make a documentary someday about the origins of what he calls mountain music.
My rap has always been, you know, if we were in New Orleans, you'd see 20 documentaries about Cajun music and, you know, mountain music. Old-time music is West Virginia's music. We should have a lot more respect for it. It should be everywhere. Everyone should know its history. The people who brought us this very old music should really be on a pedestal.
Nakashima can't pinpoint a specific reason he was attracted to the art of documentary filmmaking. He says he found his inspiration in a number of different ways.
You know, I was one of the early videographers in Morgantown. Other people just wanted to shoot film, and I was like the young kid who would shoot video. You know, I worked with a lot of producers and a lot of intern reporters, and over the years I got fed up with it, and I said, you know, we ought to be doing something more significant. I wormed my way into editing documentaries for other producers, and then I just started taking on my own documentaries. We were just doing documentary after documentary about the arts, mainly. There were people here. The edit rooms here at 3 a.m. were all full editing those documentaries.
And when asked about some of his favorite experiences using a camera, he recalls one moment in which he caught a glimpse of nature.
One of my favorite things that I did over the years is the simplest thing I did. And it was Steve Lawson and Betsy Lawson. And I went to their house at sunrise. and they have an incredible bird feeder. And I just recorded their voices, and we just looked at what birds were flying up to their feeder. And that was like just a six-minute thing, and it was just beautiful in its simplicity.
Chip Hitchcock worked with Nakashima on two recent documentaries, West Virginia: Road to Statehood and Frank Kern's American Correspondent. Hitchcock says Nakashima shows in all of his pieces a strong sense of compassion.
I think what separates him from other really talented filmmakers is he also has a huge heart, and he uses that heart all the time in all of his shows to get at the human aspects of each one of his documentaries and to celebrate that. And he does an incredible job at that, and he builds emotion really well using his heart.
Nakashima is working on a new hour-long documentary about West Virginia's children who live in poverty. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.